Okay, we are holding on Daf Samech Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. So we're at Amar Ula. So Ula disagrees with what we just said before, that Rav Meir and Rav Shimon have a machlokas about Nosim Tam Lefgam, even if it was Pagum Eikara, even if it was initially Pagum. Amar Ula. Ula says no. Machlokas, the whole machlokas of Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, where the Nosim Tam Lefgam is Asur Motor, Ishe Shbiach Lubasov Pagum, is only when the Isser that falls into the Heter initially gives a positive flavor, and then it becomes pagum. Av pagum eikara divrei hakol mutar. But everyone would agree that if you have iser that falls into heter and immediately sours the heter, it immediately makes it worse, everyone would agree that that's mutar. So iser Rav Chana leula. So Rav Chana asks Anula, yayin shenafel l'toch hadasha mechometz shenafel l'toch grisin. If wine falls into lentils and chometz falls into grisin, vinegar falls into grisin, whatever grisin are, beans of some sort. Usher. The food is asr ba'achila because of the iser that's mixed in. Rabbi Shimon matir, but Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's mutter. V'achat pagamei karuhu pligi. But isn't that a case where immediately when the iser fell in, it was pogim right away, it was pogim the kosher food right away, and nevertheless they still argue. Amr ula, chaga lo meida, chana lo yeda, maika amri rabbanan. Chaga, rather, right? That's it's a gimel yer. Rav Chaga doesn't know what the chacham are talking about, and tiyuvta kamosiv, and he tries to ask a tiyuvta on them. Hacha b'maya skinon kigon shnufel toch grisin son in v'hiticham nas kamisha shbiach lubasov pogim ba'aser. No, the case over there is not where it was pogim it right away. It was talking about a case where it fell into cold grisin. So initially it gave a tam l'shvach, and only later on it became pogim. So that's not a kasha at all. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Pogim Eikara Machlokas, and Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with the Ula and says the whole Machlokas from Man Rabbi Shimon is Dafka when it gives a Tam Lefgam immediately. And the reasons are, like we said before, that there's a machlokas, whether you learn from Gilei of the Chacham that it's Asr, or you learn from Nevei L'Shein or Yil Ger that it's Mutter. So, Ibailahu, Bepogim Eikara Machlokas, Avol Shviach L'Besof Pagam, Divrei Akol Asr, Odilma Bembezu Machlokas. Do you assume that if it's Pogim Eikara, that's where there's Machlokas, but if it's a Shbiach first and then becomes Pogim, everyone would agree that it's Asr, or is the Machlokas in both cases? So Amar Rav Amram, Efshar Isa Lahad Rabbi Yochanan L'Tani L'Masnisin, is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan's correct, that they're arguing about a case of Pogim Eikara, and we're not going to find the remez to that in the Mishnah? Nafak Dok Ve'ashkach. We ended up looking, researching, and finding that, in fact, there is a Mishnah about this. Titnan, the Mishnah says in the second parak of Arla. So, Ar shel chulin shenafel l'toch ha'isa. If chulin yeast fell into a dough, v'yesh bo kedei l'hachmitz, and there is enough yeast to cause the dough to be machmitz, to cause it to rise, v'yichmitza, and it did become chametz, v'achar kach novel sa'ar shel truma, o sa'ar shel kelei akerim. And then, sa'ar that was made of grain of truma, or sa'ar that was made of grain of kilei akerim, v'yeshbo kedei lahachmitz, and it has also enough to be machmitz the dough, and it was machmitz the dough even more, and it became pagum aser. The dough is aser ba'achila. Why? The dough takes on the status of the sa'ar, that if the sa'ar was truma, only kohanim could eat it. If it was kilei akerim, no one could eat it. For Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says the dough could be eaten by anybody, since the sa'ar was pogim the truma or the kilei akerim and was machmetz yosem midai v'ahacha de pagam eikara hu pligi. Now in this case it was pogim right away, and yet you still see that it's a machlokas whether it's mutter or aser. Some Reb Zera shiny isa, so Gemara says that's not a raya. It could be that by pagam eikara even Reb Meir would say it's mutter. You know why he disagrees by the case of the dough? Shiny isa hol v'ruya l'chameya ba kami isos hacheros. When you sour a dough, it may have turned it into something that tastes not so good, but it now is misakin, it helps it to now be used for something that will allow other doughs to rise. And therefore, that's considered a shevach and not a pure pagam. And that's why Rav Meir answers it. So Tashma, Gemara brings another raya from another braisa. Sa'ar shel truma v'shel chulin. Let's say you have sa'ar of truma and sa'ar of chulin, that together, shenaflu l'tocha isa, fall into a dough. And bazeket elachmitz, ubazeket elachmitz. Each one on its own could have caused the chimutz of that dough. The chimtzu, but now together they caused the chimutz of the dough, and it becomes pagum. So also, the dough is not allowed to be eaten by a Yisrael, because only Kohanim are allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says Yisrael may eat that dough. Nafal shel truma tchila, if it fell into a dough, meaning if the sa'or of truma fell into the dough first and it caused it to be machmitz, and then the sa'or of chulin fell in and caused it to be machmitz even more, divrei hakol asur. Everyone would agree that you're not allowed to eat it if you're not a kohen. Nafal shel chulin va'achar kach nafal shel truma. If the chulin one fell in first and then the truma sa'or fell in, o shel kilei hakerem, or then the kilei hakerem one fell in, asur, it's going to be asur ba'achila, because the din of the isa is the same as the din of the sa'ar. So if the sa'ar is truma, only Kohanim could eat it. If it's kilei hakerem, no one could eat it. But Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says mutter. V'ha'achad pagam me'ikara upligi. So over here also you have a case where it's pagam me'ikara. As soon as the second sa'ar fell in of the truma, the kilei hakerem, it was pogam the dough, and nevertheless you still have machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Shimon. So you see that their machlokas is in the case of pagam me'ikara, like Rabbi Yochanan said, that the machlokas is not only in a case of the shpiach lubsof pagam. V'chitei mahachanami kid Rabbi Zeira. Maybe you'll be docha this also, and you'll say like Rabbi Zeira that pagam eikar, even a meir would be matir. But this is different because it's a dough, and when you can make yeasts out of it, well, tashamami seifa. We have the seifa, the brisa, where it says hayayin shenafel l'toch hadashim, v'chometz shenafel l'toch grisin. Aser, wine falls into hadashim, vinegar into grisin. It's also Rabbi Shimon Matir, v'achanami d'pagam eikara upligi, and that's clearly a case where it was pagam eikara, and yet nevertheless they still argue v'chitei machinami k'dishani le ula the Rabbi Chaga k'shishpiach l'besof pagam. No, maybe you'll say that case is also a case where it was hishpiach first, because maybe it was cold when it fell in umi pligi. But wait, k'shishpiach l'besof pagam, do they argue in a case where it originally gives shvach and then it's pagum v'hakatani nafal shel truma tchila divrei kol aser? But the brisa had said that if the truma falls in first, everyone agrees it's also ba'achila, and that's a case of a shbiach l'besof pagum, because when the sar of truma fell in, it was mashbiachid, because it caused it to be machmitz properly. It was only afterwards, when the sar of chulin also fell in, where it became chamutz yoser midai, became too much, and now it became pagum. So that's a case of a shbiach l'besof pagum, and Rabbi Shimon is modded that's going to be aser. So elav shemamina pagum meyakar machlokas shemamina. So you see that it's a raya that the machlokas is about pagum meyakara. So main point over here, there was some debate whether the machlokas tanoim about nosin tamlef gam is only in the case of a shbiach l'besof pagum, or only in the case of pagum meyakara. And the maskana we say it's only in the case of pagum meyakara. But by Yishpiach Ulubisov Pagam, if it first gave a Tam L'Shvach and then later became Pagum, everyone would agree that that is in fact Aser. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Samaches, Amid Beis.